Episode 26. How's it going? How are you? How's life treating you? I've been so busy, man. So busy. But it's been good. Good busy. Yeah, it's just meant that this one has been a little while in the making, but I never stop. I always bring them out, even if it's a few months in between. I'll always bring one out. I just can't promise at the minute it's probably weekly, but hey, it's all good. I've got some artists that I'm really excited to share. By the way, if you're new to the podcast, the way this works is I pick out three unsigned artists that, for whatever reason, I absolutely love their music. And quite often I take a little while to curate some of these songs because it's one of them that I'm like, I only want to play it if I truly believe in it. And if I really see these songs getting even bigger and see these artists getting even bigger, I just kind of go off gut instinct, really. But this, I like to see it as an essential stop for new music. And if nothing else, it's some artists from different genres that you can just add to your library, go and check out, go and buy their merch, go and see them live if they're near you at any point. And I just want to also quickly add that if you've got any suggestions of artists for future episodes, maybe if you're an artist, you want to get in touch and just send a song over, please do that. And if you've got any questions or feedback or anything, my email is thebencodypodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear anything you've got to say. In terms of copyright, I've approached all of these unsigned artists and they've all spoke to me and they've all said it's fine to use their music in full. So I really appreciate that from all of the artists. Thank you very much. The links to all of the people you're about to hear are in the description. So if there's a track that you like, if there's an artist that you dig in, just go and click on the link, go and follow it. And also, if you want to leave a review or a rating or download or share, that's all very nice. That's all good for me. So please do that. Just want to give a quick shout out to the sponsors of this podcast, Indie Central Music. You can be at the forefront of discovering new music with IndieCentralMusic.com. You can unearth some of the hottest indie and alternative talent around through insightful interviews. Their interviews are seriously amazing. They have feature interviews as well, specially curated Spotify playlists. Go and show them some love. Go and give them a follow. Quite often, some of the artists I pick out for this podcast, I find on Indie Central Music. They're really good for it. A small team of guys that just do the Lord's work, is honest work from those guys. Check them out on Instagram and Twitter by searching Indie Central Music. So let's get to Wild Eyes. These guys are an amazing trio from Nashville. I went to Nashville a few years ago and Nashville's amazing, man. If you ever get a chance to go, seriously go. Because, yeah, it's something that you hear about in terms of it being so instrumental for country music and Americana music, but when you go there, there's a real energy in the air. It's this kind of like palpable thing. It's this tangible thing that you feel like you can grasp hold of. It's just all about live music, and it's in the very DNA of Nashville. When you go out there, you go into a bar and it's just absolutely kicking off, and that's just a given. It's amazing music every night that you just wouldn't find elsewhere. But I suppose when you look at the picture of country music in America, you got Tennessee, that's the birthplace of country music, obviously Nashville, and then Memphis is, I suppose, a place that you can hear lots of influence of early blues, early rock and roll, and that influence from all those different places kind of manifests itself in different ways in what Wild Eyes do. You've got a little bit of that Memphis, early rock and roll and blues creeping in. You've got that dusty vintage folk. You've even got a little bit of gospel that Wild Eyes managed to work into what they do. So you've got husband and wife Daniel and Emily, and then their neighbor Max. Daniel is on vocals and guitar. Emily is on vocals, fiddle and banjo. She's amazing at it, and it has such a center piece to what their sound is. And then Max kind of does a little bit of everything, really. They've been playing together since 2012, but their current lineup as Wild Eyes has been going since 2018, so they've been on the scene for quite a while. The track that I want to talk to you about is called Crazy in the Blood. It's absolutely haunting, and I was totally mesmerized listening to it. I kind of went off into this weird trance and just let my thoughts carry me away, and then I came back to the song and then my mind drifted again. So this is off their debut album called Beauty and Sadness. I was really intrigued to see that Crazy in the Blood was partly inspired by witchcraft and sorcery, because that comes out in the song. It does have this witchcraft about it. I don't know, there's something in there.
How the heck did Crazy in the Blood even start? It started.
I remember writing Crazy in the Blood on our kitchen table.
That wasn't the very beginning, though.
The very beginning was Max brought that story, or showed us that, like,
right.
Weirdo, like, article about the lady in the Appalachian Mountains.
Oh, yeah, it was like the grandmother.
Her grandmother's funeral.
It was a freaky, weird sight that I fell upon, and I haven't been able to find it since. Ooh. I haven't. I've looked for it.
Really?
Yeah.
It was real?
Yeah, it was real. It was
or were we imagining
this super cool story about literally, like, people in the Appalachian Mountains, like, their blood being healed by an Appalachian witch doctor lady.
Like their bloodline?
Like, they were, I guess they were going crazy, or I don't know what was going on, but...
Crazy in the blood?
But they were, yeah, I think, it was like that. That phrase was used, crazy in the blood. But this is one of those towns that was, like, truly Appalachian, like, cut off from society. So, I guess the story was, I can't remember, it was so beautifully written. This lady just wrote these stories so nicely.
6 years ago.
Man, I wish I knew her name so I could give her credit. But,
I don't think she exists. I think it was...
Maybe not.
I think it was a ghost.
Yeah, it might have been a ghost site. But, I guess the legend was that the whole town heard about this lady and ended up lining, like, a mile down the road for this lady just to touch them. Or their dead ones, maybe it was. It's funny we don't remember the details. It's been a while.
Well, we got off of it. It wasn't like we started writing the story.
That was like the impetus of the thing, but
yeah, we were reading
that
it.
That was like really talk about it after the initial.
We just got the phrase crazy in the blood.
Yeah, off of
basic.
That. And also loose storyline off of it as well.
The first verse.
Yeah. But literally I just brought that guitar riff. And that's pretty much, and like the idea, but we wrote the whole song.
How did we decide to do it on a baritone guitar? Huh? Did you have a baritone guitar?
No.
We had to go buy a baritone guitar after.
Why did we decide to do that?
Because
the key.
Yeah.
Is it where you sang it?
Yeah. But it ended up making the song though. Like that song wouldn't be the same without a baritone guitar.
And now we have like 67 guitars.
Now we have two baritone guitars.
Mm-hmm. That song took us at least a year to be able to actually play it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we had struggled with that song.
It was like very early on in the band, and we weren't that good, like, playing with each other. So now
Max and I had to learn how to do, like, somehow we made those grooves work together when they kind of don't.
Yeah, it's a strange rhythm.
Yeah,
it's a very strange rhythm, and but it had to be that because that was like.
Yeah.
The heart of the song, at least in my mind, was like it had to be that rhythm.
A Southern Baptist, a son of the night, put granny in the ground. Preacher gonna raise his hands up. The church gonna burn the man up. So what a sound is in our bones, down in our roots. Death gonna come. Where death is due. It's in our hearts, runs thick as mud. And we all got that crazy in the blood. Yeah, we got crazy in the blood. We're all crazy in the blood. A long line of smoking guns. We're all crazy in the blood.
We've got so much to say about the track, and you can already hear where the song's going. They've already set that mood straight away. Before anything else is really added into the mix, you've got this smoky guitar that just plucks away at the beginning. It's got a very kind of roomy sound to it. It just sounds so intimate and in your face. And then you've got Emily's vocals that come along, and Emily's voice is just beautiful, isn't it? It fits in with everything perfectly. It's captivating. And the bass builds just really subtly as the track starts to go on. I think maybe it's a cello or something like that that works its way in, but it just trundles along into this stunning chorus that just slowly unfurls. You got something so earnest in the delivery of this song as well. It's so raw. I can almost imagine Wild Eyes playing this track, Crazy in the Blood, in a Nashville bar, whilst people stop their conversations, stop drinking their whiskey, and just look over and lap up all of the folk brilliance that's just coming from their instruments. So you start to have all of these delicately arranged parts jump in on this now, at the point that we're at in the track. And I love how you've got the electric guitar and the acoustic guitar parts almost dancing with each other. They're competing against each other for the benefit of the song. You've got loads of tremolo as well in there.
Up in these woods, up in these trees, up in these hills. We got crazy in the blood. We're all crazy in the blood. A long line of smoking guns. We're all crazy in the
I feel like Crazy in the Blood, I mean, it really was the defining song for at least a couple years of touring.
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah.
Like, I think that the thing about making a record is you can say all you want to say about it, but it speaks for itself over time. The things that are great stand out. Like, you don't get to write a dissertation for your records as to why people should love this or think that this is cool or think that this is great, or it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah, that's so true.
The stuff that transcends just transcends no matter what you say about it.
You don't get to choose what transcends either. Man, why is that hard to get when you make a record?
I think it's like the stars align. I think a lot of things line up. There's a lot of things about that song that lined up really nicely.
But yeah, I just think, like, musically speaking, about with Crazy in the Blood, it was definitely something we accessed when we were writing it. You know, there was, it's almost like this pulse, intense heartbeat through the entirety of the song. We hadn't had that before.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not even talking about, like, energy. I'm just saying, like, it really does have this appellation. Yeah. It has an eeriness to it that we kind of tapped into while we were writing. I'm gonna die here, mama's gonna cry. A river with her eyes. I know I'm gonna die here. I'm gonna die here. Appalachian sky, deep in late July.
Yeah, I'm sold. I'm really, really sold. Proper bit of me, that is. I really like it. And I think it's music that's not trying to be anything other than what it is. It's just honest. It's authentic. And they've got a new album that's dropping on May the 20th. Go and check out that new album. I've already pre-saved it. I've pre-saved the single. I've done the whole lot. I cannot wait to hear what they've got. I'm really interested to see how they progress. It's called Shut Up and Dance. So that's a new record. Go and check it out. I'll put the pre-save link in the description. Going across the pond now, across to the Irish Sea, and then you get over the Irish Sea and you get into Dublin, which I've been to too many times now. I've been to Temple Bar loads. The Guinness hits differently over in Dublin. And the music is amazing as well. Obviously, you've got a lot of folk in Dublin, fair. But these guys are an alt rock band. and they're a four-piece. They're called Odd Morris. You've got Dara, you've got Kieran, you've got Chris, and you've got Sam. They all met in secondary school. They started doing what they were doing in 2017. And I think these guys are sick. It's easy to just chuck them into the same sort of category as other Dublin bands doing rock. People like the Murder Capital. You've also got bands like Fontaines DC. But whilst those bands are great, there's something that I find a little bit more alluring about Odd Morris. Something about the soundscapes that they create that are quite rippling. You almost have to step into their music and get fully surrounded by it. Kind of invites you in like that. It's like they're letting you in on a secret that you can't quite miss out on. I actually haven't picked out a single of theirs to chat about. I've gone for a deeper cut. Not because I don't think the singles are any good. They're amazing. But I wanted to go for a deeper cut because I think it's a really good introduction to what they do. I think it's a great blueprint that launches you into the rest of their stuff. It's off their latest EP called Cityscape and Ballet. And this song's called Silhouettes. Dara's going to start by chatting to you a little bit more about what the song is.
Even though some of her other songs do have downtempo choruses, I think just with the length of Silhouette and how it kind of just builds in momentum and intensity to a close, I think it's quite unique. I'd never really intended to write about that content or subject. Yeah, as the melody just developed as we were writing it, I kind of just guided the lyrics, and I think when I landed on that Be Your Granddad's Grandson lyric specifically, I think I was like, okay, that's definitely a route to go down. So I just followed that path and dug a bit deeper, and it led me down that way. I think around at that time I was probably bottling stuff up, so it was just a form of pen and paper therapy, really, to just go down that route. It's a good song, proud of that one for sure.
The face of a man steps out from his silhouette. The sun breaks the clouds and the light over his left shoulder.
I've just played it to you in full. I didn't want to interrupt it because I think they create this amazing atmosphere, and it's only a short song, so I didn't want to come in and interrupt it. I thought it was probably better for me to just let the song play out and have it say. But I mean, already you're probably hearing Dara's clear respect for melody and lyricism. There's so much poetry going on in there. I love how the guitar parts are accented with these rim shots on the drums. It's almost like a little diary entry as well. It's like these eerie guitars and killer drums, but there is a real intimacy to what Dara's singing. And I love how it's a deep dive into opening up about stuff that's going on in your head. It does touch on the topic of mental health and guys opening up and talking about their problems. I think it's beautiful in quite an ugly way. And I really hope if Odd Morris listen to this, they don't take that as a bad thing, because I really don't mean it in that way. But there's something little bit sinister lurking under there, but there's so much beauty in the poetry and in the songwriting and in the music itself. So hats off to those guys. I like what Odd Morris are doing. And I wanted to get these guys on for a while. I've been hounding them on social media. I've been like, can you come on my podcast, please? I've just been like, talk to me. Be my friend. Be on the podcast. And they're called Sarpa Salpa. I think they're really great. They're an alternative four-piece from Northampton. We're over to England now. These guys are at an exciting stage because, yeah, they're not massive, but they're starting to create ripples in all the right places. Radio 1... I've jumped on board with them. Six Music, Steve Lamacq over that way, he's jumped on board with what they're doing. Already turning the right heads. It was formed by Marcus Maruth on vocals. You've got George on guitar, Ethan on bass, and Charlie Doe on drums. And you've also got Meg as well on synths, who joined in 2019. And Sarpa Salpa started playing pretty regularly in local venues around Northampton. And then they've started just heading all over the UK. And they've been getting quite a few loyal fans, I'd say. They're creating quite a big wave. And these guys are really good at creating danceable alt pop songs, as you'll hear in a moment. You'll definitely catch some Foals and Blossoms influences going on. This is them chatting about Somebody.
So Somebody was one of the first songs that we put together after the initial wave of lockdowns throughout 2020 and 2021. At that point, it was the first opportunity we'd been able to get together as a band, sort of, you know, get in a room and actually play songs together for the first time in, you know, over a year at that point. So throughout all that time between sort of March 2020 and I want to say like June 2021, we'd written, you know, countless songs, and it was one of the first ones that we thought, okay, let's just give this one a go. So Meg, our bass player, she came in with the original sort of keyboard piano riff that sort of runs throughout the track, and she also had the pretty much the final version of the chorus actually as well. I don't think there was a verse at that point, so we just sort of sat down and jammed it out as a band. Marcus, our singer, came up with the lyrics. I added some guitar parts. Charlie added some drum parts, which really brought the track to life. Yeah, so once we'd gotten it to that point, we kind of thought, okay, let's, you know, we should probably try this out live. And we managed, fortunately, to get out and do a few shows late 2021. And yeah, we thought, let's chuck it in the set, see what people think. And it seemed to go down really well. Like, you know, most of the people at the show seemed to really enjoy it. You know, it was one of the songs that after the set, people would come up and be like, oh, what's this song kind of thing? Like really like it, so we thought, yeah, okay, this is you know, people obviously like this track. Let's go and get it recorded. So we went into the studio with a guy called Michael Smith, who runs a studio in just outside of London called RYP Recordings. So we went in with him, and we went down for a couple of days, laid down the track. It was sounding really good, so we sent it off to our sort of frequent collaborator. a guy called Faz, who owns a studio in Bedford, which is called Damage Audio. So he went through and mixed it, worked his sort of, you know, studio magic to it, and brought it to life again. And that's pretty much the final version of the track that you hear today. So we're immensely proud with how it came out, and it's definitely, personally speaking, one of my favourite songs that we've done. I hope people like it as much as we do.
Crafted specifically to just make you feel great. There's a real euphoria about it, and it's like this great entry into Sarpa Selpa and everything that they do. You got those spacey synths at the start, which is almost underpinning the whole thing, isn't it? And then you've got those amazing electric guitar parts, kind of your classic indie guitar part, really, a scratchy, slightly agitated, really infectious riff, the drum sound killer. I like that. I like how the second verse just lurches forward. It's just reintroducing everything you already know, adding a few more little layers here and there. And I love it. Just before the chorus, Marcus sings "We Both Know" over that opening synth. It's like this little moment of calm just before the chorus kicks back in. But when the chorus does come back in, because you've had that little pause for breath, it just makes the chorus fly even better than it does first time round. And listen out for a really sick bass roll. It's like the mother of all bass rolls. I don't know if he's like tuning the bass down or it's an effect in post-production. I don't know what it is, but it's cool. It's that bit. Sarpa Selpa start to sidestep the synth pop towards the end, and it kind of goes to this alt-rock drop down a little bit with that acoustic guitar and that electric guitar working together, but the backing vocals that just float around Marcus's main vocals is such an amazing touch, and I'm so glad that they put this in, because the song wouldn't be the same without them. You hear these backing vocals repeated again from the drop down in that final chorus. It's just peak songwriting from the band, because it sets them apart. It's those little details, those little nuances, those layers that they take out, bring back in at certain points in the song, just when the song needs it, that just shows how good they are and how far along they are with their songwriting. And you hear a song like Somebody that's this well-written, punchy track with amazing production, all thanks to Faz at Damage Audio. And it's kind of hard to believe that these guys aren't bigger than what they are, but that's why it's so exciting, because they're already starting to turn the heads, and I just feel like their ascent into mainstream pop is kind of undeniable, really. I can't help but feel like they'll be making mainstream radio playlists and doing sold-out gigs, so hats off to them. Go and check them out. They're called Sarpa Selpa. And a massive thank you to all of the artists that have been on this week. Genuinely, three awesome tracks from three totally different bands. But that's what I've really liked about episode 26. I'll catch you soon.